As we said, many states are looking to release inmates early in order to save money out of their very, very strapped budgets. Let's take a look at some of what's going on. Illinois is going to start letting out about 1,000 convicted felons that have less than a year left to serve. Kentucky has already granted early release to more than 3,000 inmates. Oregon temporarily nullified a voter initiative that called for stiffer sentences. That they temporarily put that on hold, and they increased the time that inmates get off for good behavior. All around the country, Rhode Island, Michigan, Texas, Mississippi, and in Colorado, they just started early releases last month when the Department of Corrections opened up the prison gates and let 10 felons go free. So we're joined today from Denver, Colorado, by Robert, who is, we're going to refer to him by just his first name only. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
You are not among the people that were early released, but you did serve time. And I wanted to ask you about the moment when you leave prison and go to start your new life. What did you have? What resources did you have at that point when you walked out of jail?
When I came out of jail, I was obviously in a different situation because, you know, I had a family intact. I have a college degree. I have, you know, job skills and things that I had prior before I was in the system. So for me, I had, you know, a different background and different environment than 99.9% of all the other people reentering into the community.
And we are using just your first name because of your prison background. We're joined by Christy Donner, also Executive Director of the Colorado Criminal Justice Reform Coalition. Christy, I take it that you like the idea of releasing inmates. Is that because you feel we have too many people incarcerated in the U.S.?
Oh, I think that's definitely a legitimate, you know, observation of ours. But I also think that it's a little bit broader in terms of really looking at how we have dramatically reduced the use of parole over time, as it's become more politically expedient to just say no, and that's having an increasing impact in the jail, the prison population, and the budget. So it's kind of a twofold observation.
You say we've dramatically released parole over time. What do you mean by that?
Well, in Colorado, I mean, we have seen a significant shift away from releasing people prior to their mandatory release date on discretionary parole. You know, recognizing that in Colorado, about 78% of people are denied parole when they go up before the parole board. And I think there are those of us that have been legitimately critical about that. Is it being driven mostly by, you know, the politics or effective policy? You know, we have over half of our prison population is past their parole eligibility dates.
Well, we have someone who can answer that question, actually. Ari Zavaris is the executive director of the Colorado Department of Corrections, also joining us from Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning.
You just released 10 prisoners. Can you tell me first, what were the offenses among these 10 that were let go last week?
You know, there were a multitude of offenses. They were class 3 felonies and above, 3s, 4s, 5s.
Which is? What does that include?
Well, it includes a variety of offenses, drug offenses, some lesser degrees of assaults, burglaries, property offenses, some crimes against persons offenses. No sex offenders, no murders.
Although one had been convicted of a sex offense earlier.
Yes. What we're talking about and the way the program was designed was it's anybody within 6 months of their mandatory release date. And what we took into consideration for release are the current conviction. Some had previous offenses, but we took the offense they're currently incarcerated for.
This is part of a plan to save about $19 million going towards that gap in the state's budget. And I'm wondering, do you feel like this is a good solution?
You know, I do. We've based this, and it's actually a two-pronged program, on lots of different things, even before budget. In fact, soon after Governor Ritter took office, which was in 2007, we had many discussions about the recidivism rate, about the prison population, the cost of it. And he really challenged us to look at doing business a little differently. And so really what we're doing now is being studied. Christy, who's on the line with us also, is very familiar with this. He created with the legislature the Crime Commission, and the first 2 years of that, focus totally on recidivism, the prison population, and really how we do business.
But, Mr. Zavaris, it seems to me, with all due respect, that if parole rates are very, very low, but now that you're in a budget crisis, suddenly we're talking about releasing people early, it certainly sends the message that you don't give a damn about rehabilitation in your parole policy. It's all about money.
Well, I understand your comment on that. That is very untrue. And let me say, first of all, that I have a little over 40 years working in the justice system. First part of that career was on the front end of the system as a police officer here in Denver. I had the honor of serving the last portion of that career as chief of police in Denver. And we are focused on rehabilitation. Governor Ritter was one of the first, and at the time only, governors that would even talk about the recidivism issue and wanting to reduce it. He pumped money into it even before the economic downturn, and he's continued to do that.
Let me put this question to Robert real quick. Robert, just in the last minute, we're releasing these prisoners early to save money, but in a cash-strapped state, going to have enough resources to actually support these inmates once they get set free?
You know, I think that's always going to be a challenge with the economic situation. I think that, you know, it comes down to individuals making good decisions and making sure that, you know, they don't become another statistic. I think that, you know, Ritter has made strides in building the coalition with Christie and getting influence from people in the community about allowing people in bad situations or felons who had made a mistake to reenter in society. I mean, it's important.
Great. Thanks, Robert. And Christie Donner is the executive director of the Colorado Criminal Justice Reform Coalition. We also heard from Ari Zavaris, executive director of the Colorado Department of Corrections. All joined us from Denver, Colorado.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.